state your purpose.
I was the Empress of the realm of Kuttner. And I demand to see Yoden.
No one sees Yoden. It is a danger to every living being in this realm.
Nothing that exists is a danger to me. So lead me to Yoden, or suffer the consequences.
I can see that you are used to command and dictate.
I am.
But you are not in Kuttner, and you are not in command.
I now command you as someone with a blade at your throat. Take me to Yoden.
My purpose is sacred. You will take my life before you will walk through these doors.
If that is what it takes. Have at it, then.
Enough!
Finally, someone recognizes the inevitability of having my wishes met.
No, just someone who does not wish his fellows sacrificed needlessly. Come, I will talk to you.
Will you take me to see Yoden?
I will explain to you why you cannot.
I will make you, old man.
I have heard that from many aspiring conquerors and schemers, and nothing ever comes of it. Follow me.
VHS Box Theater presents Barbarian Queen 2, The Empress Strikes Back.
You're going to lose him, Demetra.
I have the beast in sight, Admiral.
This undergrowth is too thick. Curse it! I could use my lucent to—
No, Adla. Using our gifts to twist nature to our advantage is not in keeping with the promises we made.
But it would increase the amount of meat we will bring back to the city.
It would ruin the message our sister is trying to convey to the people of Kuttner.
Look! Over there! Just beyond the trees.
Excellent. May the thousand faces of the goddess guide this arrow. I thank you, my goddess.
Oh, this is a fine one. Many will eat from the flesh of this kill.
How many does this make?
I count 8. Most of them fat and plump.
Good. We can give 5 to the public butchers to distribute to the neediest citizens.
That is most citizens, my sister.
Hastra did tell us our efforts would be slow and deliberate. Be patient.
Patient? Puh! The whole point of being a general conflicts with being patient.
And yet we agreed for all our races, Titan, Goblin, Clockwork, and Man alike, that her plan is the best way to lift Kuttner up from the depths of despair Stygia left it in.
You know what would lift the Titans from despair? Something we can hit. Repeatedly.
That is why you are my sister, Atla. Even though we are not at all alike, our temperaments complement each other. Now, let's head back to the city.
Oh, I do wish Hastra could join us. She would have enjoyed the sport.
She is attending the disassembly ceremony for Festus with Medeas. It was vital for her to be there as a symbol of our 4 races unifying.
If it was not for Festus, I would have never realized my destiny and overthrown the hated Stygia. I also would not have met the woman who I consider to be my sister, Medeas. And it was through knowing Medeas that I came to realize that it is the 4 races working that will build a civilization that will endure long after all of us are gone. I am honored to join my sister and other clockwork of Kuttner near and dear to Festus in carrying his limbs, his gears, and his components to the reliquary, where they will be used to build and rebuild the bodies for future clockworks for ages to come. And I hope this gesture marks the first of what will be countless times for man and clockwork to stand side by side as equals united, rather than divided by their differences.
Just follow me, Astra.
Of course, sister.
This will be the first time a fleshwork will be allowed inside the reliquary. You'll be the first one to walk out of it alive.
Let us hope I will be the first of many.
There's still grumbling from factions within my tribe, but we should not congregate with you, nor the goblin or the titan.
Which is why it is important your tribesmen see you and me, and Dimitra, and Atla, working and playing side by side, treating each other as blood. If they see their ruling council doing this, they cannot balk when we ask them to do the same.
That is why you are leader, sister.
I do hope that we can move toward a place where every being in the realm, whether clockwork, goblin, titan, or human, will have a say in Kuttner's future and not just trust in a representative to do what is best for them. But right now, they need an example.
I am confident that we will come to that place.
With your knowledge, Demetra's wisdom, and Atla's strength, I have no doubt of it.
The Quixote preyed upon all four of the races in the times before history was written down, but instead was spoken of from person to person. Some scholars have wondered if the Quixote were responsible for holding the races back, interfering with their development.
Yes?
It was said that Yoden led the Quixote in an attempt to wipe out one, or two, or all four of the races. Legions of these demons descended upon what would become Kuttner. Claws extended, mouths full of rows upon rows of needle-sharp teeth open, looking to feast on the flesh of human or goblin or titan.
But not clockwork.
The clockworks are metal, madam, not flesh. The Quixote could tear at them, but not use them for nourishment.
Old man, I have heard all these tales before. I know all about what we know of pre-Kuttner history. I'm aware that this Yoden, this Quixote, was the most powerful of his kind, a monster to monsters, the reason all four tribes fear the darkness. I also know that this Yoden was imprisoned by representatives of the tribes utilizing the Lucent of Days for the first time, and who founded Kuttner to protect themselves from his return.
You are well versed in this lore, Your Highness.
I also know what you do not, Keeper. I know that the name of Yoden has been devalued. He has become a bedtime story mothers tell children to scare them into being good and learning their lessons well. I have felt the sting of the Lucent firsthand, and I know of the desire to touch the sun once you've been cast down to the ground, and what I would do to touch that sun again. And I suspect that if I had this Yoden by my side, I will touch it once more.
And how, Your Majesty, do you propose to do so when your enemies have the Lucent, and they have proven to you that they know how to wield it?
Hastra, who styles herself as Queen of the Humans, has split the Lucent into four pieces to represent the four seasons. She gave the other three to representatives of the other three races. Together, the Lucent is all-powerful, but split into quarters. We can obtain these pieces much more easily and unite them again in time to wipe these fools off the face of creation.
Very interesting plan, Your Highness. But I still cannot take you to see Yoden, even if I admit to the probability of your success. Especially Yoden adds his powers to your own.
I am tiring of your reticence, old man. I killed your guards without a thought in my quest to find and free the trickster Yoden, and yet you insist you cannot take me to him.
That is true. I cannot take you to him.
Why do you keep saying that? Unless you cannot take me to see Yoden because he is nowhere you can take me because you are Yoden.
The one and the same, Your Highness. I bow to your cunning.
How did you escape?
I am Quixote. I am the trickster every civilization needs to gain dominance and move forward. It was a simple matter to use my abilities to dissuade the true keeper from keeping me in that distastefully small cell. He yearned to be free of his obligation, believe it or not, to wander the world and the stars and beyond to make the most of his diminishing lifespan. So, I simply freed him of his life and took his place. That way, I could gain some authority and plan my next move. And the Keeper... the Keeper gained an escape from his fleshly prison.
And yet you stayed here, deceitful one. Why have you not tried to gain dominion over this realm anew?
Because I knew that I had been defeated once before by a uniting of the four races. I knew there would come a time when someone who challenged the four, who almost succeeded, would come in search of me. And if that someone could add her skills to mine...
Then you and I would be unbeatable.
Exactly. So let us join forces, O evil Empress, and you can have your kingdom back before long.
Good. But I know what I wish to get from this alliance.
If an alliance is what I will agree to.
I must ask, what do you want in this joining of forces?
How much do you know of the Quixote?
As much as the books of lore teach me.
You were told I was the last of my kind, yes?
Yes.
What if I told you I was only the last of my kind in this realm?
There are others?
Sealed behind a dimension breach.
A what?
A sort of passageway between your realm and ours. And if you aid me in getting my fellows free, you have an ally.
Is that all you have for me? Your evil queen will never keep her throne if you fight as poorly as this.
They keep coming toward us. My love, I cannot leave you to face this horde alone.
But your human friend, she needs the loosened hold if she has a hope of defeating Stygia. Go! Stop that Hellcat and let me stop these poorly trained legions.
I love you.
And I you. Now go!
Sister, is all well?
It is nothing.
I suspect it is more than nothing, considering the way you cried out. Tell me what is wrong.
A nightmare, nothing more.
And what was this nightmare about?
Nothing.
He was a good man.
I know not what you mean.
We still need to work on your delicateness, Sandy.
Sorry. To be fair, you only created me 3 hours ago.
And you've been learning so fast, much faster than other golems I've made. Must be the quality of the sand I used.
Thank you.
Now, let's go find us some minions.
Hey, baby. Come here and give us some... Oh!
How gallant, Sandy.
None may disrespect the Empress.
Learning so fast.
Good evening. What can I get you two?
I don't drink.
Don't drink what?
We are looking for a few good men.
All you women say the same.
In particular, we are looking for Guru.
You mean that kind of man?
Yes, I am planning to
I don't want to hear it. This is a respectable establishment, and we do not allow for unrespectable people here.
But surely there is someone who slipped under your vigilance?
Now you're questioning a handiwork of my...
This is the Empress Stygia, who once owned land this inn stood on. Show respect.
Now, my pet. There's nothing we need here. We can always decimate this place once I regain my kingdom.
Be grateful. The Empress is merciful.
Well, that was pointless.
I could go back in and fight everyone to see who is the best.
Now, Sandy, we still need to bide our time while Yoden works his plan against the Goblin Witch. We will just have to take a new strategy to our search.
Or you can ask the right person.
Pardon?
See, my Empress, over by the stables. He sticks to the shadows.
Then let him step out into the light. I command the shadows. I do not negotiate with them.
Is this better, Empress?
You need a little more meat on your bones to be of use to me, goblin whelp.
Oh, trust me, my liege. I may be wiry, but these wires are strong, supple, and quick.
Not interested.
Even if I can get you to Guru?
And now, interested. Why should I believe you know the unseen teeth of the night, whelp?
Oh, me and Gar have been friends for a long, long time. We have worked together.
And I expect you'd wish to work with him on what I have in mind?
It would depend on what you wish to be done. But I assure you that even if I cannot be of help in this particular project, I can be of help elsewhere. I may be a rogue, but my talents are vast.
Let us first see if you can indeed get me my meeting with Guru. What are you called, scrawny goblin rogue?
I am Nahil, my liege.
Well then, Nahil, lead me to Guru. And Pet?
Yes, Empress.
Be sure to tear the little goblin apart if he proves to be lying, won't you?
Now wait a minute.
Those are freshly picked, my lady, from my very own grove. You would not find a riper or sweeter fruit anywhere in the bazaar.
Then we would like to order 10 dozen, grocer. I will provide the location you are to deliver a half dozen to, and the remains will go to the palace.
Right away, my lady.
And add in a bunch of grapes, your choice of variety, for each location.
Right away, my lady.
My love.
my lady?
Sorry, that will be all.
Thank you, my lady. Good day, my lady.
My love.
Thelonious?
Help me, my love.
Where? No, he died. You saw him.
I suffer. I need your help.
Over there? It can't be.
Please, only you can pull me.
My love!
Out of this cold hell.
Where are you? I am here.
Help me.
Tell me where you are.
Help me.
Thelonious!
My lady?
You startled me, old woman.
I meant no harm, Lady Dimitra.
I am fine.
And yet, I sense you are distressed.
Sensed? You are blind.
In one way, but not in others.
I apologize if I startled you.
You do not need to apologize to one such as I, my lady. You have done so much for us.
You are kind to say that, old woman.
You are obviously shaken, my lady. I beg you come to my abode. Rest for a moment. Let me aid you and the others, as Queen Hastra's court has aided the city.
I do not wish to impose on you.
You are not imposing. If you found me in distress, you would insist on aiding me.
You may be right, and I have been less than well.
Then come, my lady. Follow me to my home, and let me see if I can aid you.
But you... Of course, you have memorized your way from the market to your home. It must be child's play for you to find it.
Come.
My temper is running short, Goblin Runt.
Trust me, my liege. Garou is here.
Shall I tear them apart now?
Now, let's not be hasty. We're all friends here.
I don't recall offering you friendship, whelp.
He's here, I promise.
You keep saying that, but I do not see you actually doing what you promised.
Garou! Garou! You can come out now, my friend. Garou!
Sandy, I think you can start tearing.
Garou! What?
Not yet.
Oh, thank the 100 faces of God.
You interrupted my nap, eh?
I think I got us a job.
Is that it?
What do you mean?
This peasant, strapping though he is Garou.
Of course I'm Garou. Ask anybody here.
There are only 4 of us here.
Anybody in the neighborhood. I'm a local celebrity.
But I can see you.
Well, now you can.
Of course I'm visible. I'm not on the job. The problem with being invisible is if you can't see yourself all the time, you go mad, eh? So when I'm here at home, I, you know, like, relax those muscles, eh? You know?
Shall I tear them both apart, mistress?
No. Let's not be too hasty, my pet.
Don't tell me you're going to be one of those types.
Excuse me?
Now, let's not get heated.
You know, a
little bit of a demonstration might be in order for the client.
How do we know this client can pay?
Oh, trust me.
How much?
Back bacon for days.
Preparing to tear, mistress.
Whoa. Wait! Go on, my friend. Give the evil empress a taste of your uncanny power.
Fine. Make me behave like a show dog, but don't you? I'm right here, eh?
Oh, my.
I would be careful, Your Majesty. He can be irritable in this form.
Careful is for the weak. Oh, he's so solid. And you're sure he's...
Oh, he is. The fiercest, most savage, most brutal fighter you will ever not see.
Could you scratch it a little to the left? A little. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Well, I shall need the fiercest, most savage, most brutal fighter ever.
And who do you intend to have him fight?
A Titanian who has recently become general by the name of Atla.
Please. It seems like it's from another time.
I have lived for so long, my lady, but I may as well be from another time.
What do you wish me to do?
Sit opposite me outside the circle. Try to clear your mind so that I can join you. Once we are together in the beyond, you can explore what troubles you.
I am not used to letting others into my mind.
Very few are. Know that I am here without malice, wanting only to help someone who has done so much to help the people of this land. Hold my hands. Flow into me. Let me flow into you. Let us both come together. Let us join and become greater so that we may understand. So that we may resolve, so that we may find the right path.
This doesn't feel right.
And yet, on some level it does it not? I think you have already given me an answer.
I would think that you have brought me into the after, but I cease to believe in that when...
We are not in the after. We are inside your head, looking for what haunts you. And I think whatever it is tied to the feelings of about whoever said that.
I heard nothing.
Help me. My lady, I do not care if you lie to me, but do not lie to yourself. Tell me why you turned away from your faith.
Is that any of your business?
You are advisor to the Queen. If you are struggling and troubled, it is the concern of myself and every person who lives under her rule. If you speak of your trauma, you lessen its control over you.
Very well.
Will this work, sister?
I am confident. Mechanics is in our souls. Once we are finished, Cutner will have access to the water frozen in the mountains.
And once this aqueduct is in operation, no one will ever go thirsty. Good work, Medeas.
We are only doing what we were meant to do.
But that is what is going to make this version of Cutner endure. Different races contributing the skills that are unique to them to make all races thrive. We just have to remember that...
That it will take time. But you forget. We of the clockwork do not have the same perception of time as you do.
How old do your kind get to be, sister? The disassembly of Festus indicates that you do die.
We do not have a set timeline. Our lifespans are judged not with the age of our beings, but the age of our gears. There are members of my tribe that has been in existence long before I was assembled, and there are others that have been disassembled and assembled anew. It is how we are, how we always have been, and how we will be.
Certainly you have a story as to how your kind came to be.
If we do, it is lost.
I find that sad, sister.
Do not be. We are what we are.
My queen, a courier has arrived from the Outlands. He claims to have urgent news.
How many times have I said I will not insist on ceremonies and meaningless actions? Send him in.
My life for you, Your Majesty.
Live your life for yourself. I do not stand on such deference. Please tell my sister and I what you have for us.
I bring word from Snowfrost, from the Outerlands.
We are aware of the settlement.
We are under siege.
For how long?
For the last 3 sunrises, you're... Sorry. Already the majority of our livestock have been slaughtered, and a number of our townspeople have been attacked.
And what is the nature of your enemy?
We do not know. It seems to be beastly, yet those who have fallen prey to it and survived can recall nothing about how it looks. Our scholar suspects it might not be natural.
And yet it is able to wound. Tell me, did the livestock appear eaten, wholly or partially?
It does appear that way. There are organs missing from the corpses.
I will notify Atla. Maybe send 6 of her best soldiers to investigate.
Tell her I will go with her.
But you're... Madame Hastra.
If I am to be the figurehead of this new age of Cutner, the people should know I am with them, both in joy and in travails.
But...
It is decided. Guard, please give the soul a place to sleep and some supper. They will guide us to the village in the morning.
Yes, ma'am. Follow me.
Thank you, my queens.
No thanks is needed. You need our help, and we give it freely. Sister, you continue to run the city while I'm away with Demetra, providing she does make herself known soon enough.
I am positive she will be here.
True. But that does not mean I cannot worry about her.
How much do you know of our kind?
You would be surprised.
We tend to be nomadic, gather together in small family tribes. Our society encourages those of us who have just become adults to travel to live with other tribes. It is how we keep the race vibrant, prevent the blight of inbreeding. It was on one of these travels that I met him. It was known that I would be Sahira from a very young age. To be that is a grave responsibility. Many Sahirai end up living on their own, or taking other Sahirai as their mates to administer to 2 tribes. I did not expect to find such Rubati toward one such as him. He was built more for physical labors, not healing and casting spells, but somehow I knew.
Good day, young one.
It's him.
It is not. You are inside the mindscape. Talking of your memories brings echoes of their reality to the surface of your thoughts. But this is good. I can better explore why you are being haunted this way.
Who are you, old woman?
A friend. Please continue with your tale.
I decided to settle with his tribe. I served as something of an apprentice to their Sahira, but as the days went by, I found myself spending more and more time with Tylonius. The bond between us was obviously real, and we only grew stronger with each conversation, each whisper. His laugh was my music, and his embrace my shield. If it was not apparent to the others of the tribe, it was to us. When it was my time to return to my tribe, he and I formally announced our rubati with the intention of becoming pairmates. Both of our tribes were overjoyed. The celebration of our decision lasted days. The chiefs from both our tribes signed a treaty that assured they would support each other and become brothers in making decisions for our race. We talked of the life ahead of us. But then Stygia's army came and seized control, put us in bondage. Tylonius and I escaped, alongside a handful of others, before we could be made slaves of that evil queen. We weren't warriors, save for Tylonius. We were farmers and merchants and other laborers. But we knew we had to fight. And my love, he did a job worthy of the greatest of our heroes. And I was by his side this whole time. Training to fight, yes, but also strengthening my skills handling the mystic energies of the Sahirai. I grew stronger in every way. Became a leader to a group of strangers who never worked together. We started running some selected raids, more to get us to being a unified force, and it was then we came across Hastra.
You healed her injuries, I recall.
It was my obligation as a Sahira to heal the broken and use those energies not available to others to make them stronger. She trained with us, joined her followers to ours, and she became the sister to me that I honor. Together, she and I and my love, we were a thing unto iron, unbreakable by Stygia's horde. When we were able to reach out to the Titans and the clockwork to create a unified front, I was so proud of us all, and my...
I think I can see, my lady. You were all fighting a war. Even your one true love. Tylonius did what he did, fully knowing he might die, because you both knew the liberation of this realm was more an important goal. Your memories of him have been twisted by that one last act. I can see how they were blackened at the edges. It is possible that I may be able to burn away these aspects, but you will need to maintain the memories that remain yourself.
I do not understand.
My dear lady, you must release the guilt you heap upon yourself that you do not deserve. Now relax.
You can stay here. I'll have someone fetch you something to eat.
Thank you.
No, I hate doing it this way. Position is so messy. Oh, Empress. Empress.
Yes, demon.
Quixote. Not technically a demon.
Whatever.
What have you done?
Oh, I am well. Thank you for asking.
We have little time for asking much of anything. Tell me what you have done.
Well, I managed to puppet this little meat suit, whoever it is, and opened up the trap you have made for the Titan.
And what are the awful just...
Oh, patience, my dear Empress. Patience. Or you'll never hear that you may have a bonus handed to you.
Fine, then. Tell me.
It seems the pretender to your throne has deigned to accompany your target.
All right. Interested. How soon will they get here?
They intend to set out tomorrow morning.
Good. It'll give me some time to think of something to grab the lucent fragment from Hostra. And what of your target?
She is ready for me to take her fragment. Or shall I say, ready to hand it to me.
See that you do so, no matter how. Once you are done, return to us.
With all due speed, my Empress.
Good. Get back to work.
Goodbye to you as well, you dilettante. And you, meat suit.
Yes, master.
You will lead the queen and her party here, using the shortest possible route.
Yes, master.
Then, once you have delivered the fools, grab the nearest sword and stab yourself to death.
Yes, master.
You will awaken a minute from now and behave as normally until tomorrow.
Yes, master.
Perfect.
I so dislike being made to wait.
The opportunity the waiting provides.
There is that. To get my hands on that ungrateful witch. But no. I want full control of the Lucent before I crush her under my heels. Over and over and over again.
May I crush the pretender then?
No. I have a more efficient use for you, my pet. But we still have to keep Her Majesty occupied so she doesn't aid the Titan.
Hey, I can take the both of them. You're hurting my feelings, eh?
Oh, I know you can take on a full army, Guru. But I want you to concentrate on fighting Atla, hurting her badly, and then letting her win.
What?
It's all part of the plan.
It's not okay for me to throw a fight. I've got a reputation, you know.
Do not worry about that. Once I regain what is rightfully mine, no one will ever learn of this indignity. And, I might add, you are being well paid.
But...
And well...
Money runs out, you know. Reputation is forever.
Welp!
Why?
I think she means you.
Yes, my liege?
It turns out the Titan will be accompanied by a special guest. I will be needing you to engage that guest in combat long enough for her part of the Lucent to be secured.
So, just a distraction? I could do that.
If you do get the chance, I expect you to kill her, but failing that... Yes.
I'm not so keen on the killing thing.
If the Empress says you kill.
Now, Sandy, we need the whelp alive for him to fight Hostra. For now. Let him go. Now.
I think your point is made.
Of course it is. And by this time tomorrow, we will have all but one of the pieces that will allow me to finally claim what is mine.
I have done all I can, my lady. The rest of your healing is in your hands. Yours, and the hands of your friends. Do not hide these things from them. Trust in them, and you will be whole.
Finally! You wake!
Adla? Where am I? The blind woman, where—
Where? You're in your chambers, sister. I elected to watch over you and make sure you were well.
How did I get here?
An old woman brought you to the gates, said you had fallen ill in the market.
That may have been the case. Much is still hazy.
I doubted it myself, but you slept so soundly I began to believe.
Is this woman still here?
No. I had one of my soldiers escort her to her home. She was blind, and Hastra was worried some cur without sense would try to prey on her. I can send that soldier to you. She can take you to the woman.
No, my sister. That is fine.
You should rest some more, Demetra. I will look in on you when Hastra and I get back from investigating the reports of trouble in Snowfrost.
You are both going?
You know our sister. She takes her position as queen seriously, so she has decided to come with me and stand regally by as I beat whatever is harrowing her subjects into submission.
You know she will do more than that.
She will try to, but I have not had a good fight in ages. Medeus will come for you if there is any matter that needs tending to. We should be back before nightfall.
Thank you, sister. Much fortune on your journey.
And much refreshment from your rest.
I feel nothing. Is it true? Am I rid of these visions? Maybe the old woman was correct. Those visions were nothing but my own guilt.
My love, you must save me from torment.
No. This is not real. You're just my guilt.
Would you doubt your own eyes?
I would not usually. But since these eyes saw you cut down during the overthrow of Stygia...
Would you doubt your fingertips?
Unhand me. Wait.
Let me guide your hand. Hear my heart. Even still imprisoned in the after, my heart still beats for you.
But...
Our love is so great, I cannot pass on. But I am being tortured by demons, my love. They prevent me from crossing back into the real world. They sap my strength, make me too weak to fight them off.
Oh, my love.
It is all right. We can touch. We can embrace. But I cannot stay here unless...
Unless what?
Being here right now is taking all my will. I will soon be dragged backwards into that intolerable place. It is worth it to be with you again. But I need to be with you permanently. Do you not want that as well?
I have...
You have what? Responsibilities to this empire you're building with your friends? What about your responsibilities to yourself? After all this struggle, all this suffering you endured, do you not deserve some joy? Some happiness? Do we not deserve a reward for all that we sacrificed for others? I can see your answer in your eyes.
Yes, my beloved. I want you by my side. Every night I am haunted by what we were denied. But you are dead. I am alive. We cannot...
We can, if you give me your part of the Lucent.
Yeoman, Give the queen one of your furs.
Attila, sister, no.
But you are cold. I can see it in your face.
I am sure your soldiers are cold as well. We are trying to get all our races to see us as equals, and I will not have them believe I think I am better than they are. We all suffer equally so that our victory is earned.
But...
I will hear no argument, my sister.
You are stubborn. If I did not love you as a kinswoman...
But you do, Atla. Do not lie.
Townsman, how close are we to Snowfrost?
Very close, my lady. It will be over the rise to the edge of this forest.
We are close! Pick up your pacing!
How should we approach this mission, sister?
On cat feet until we find this creature. At which point we reveal that the cat is a tiger.
You hide the poetry in your warrior's soul.
You take back those words. A true titan is only built for battle, to strike down their enemies.
And I would have no one else at my side when facing these enemies, sister. It is hard to fully see through the snow.
Maybe we should send a scout?
A good idea.
Goklo!
Yes, General?
Move ahead, stealthily, and return with an assessment of the town. Be quick.
At once, General.
We will have a better sense of our battlefield shortly. Goklo is the fastest rider in this complement.
I do hope this is brief. There's still so much to do at the capital.
Do not worry, my sister. Once I get my hands on this beast, we will already be halfway home.
And this is where your dead are buried?
Yes, ma'am, but they were not warriors. They were farmers and miners and women who died in childbirth.
I do not need skilled fighters, peon. What I need are numbers.
But mistress, if the false queen is intended, I can easily defeat them all.
I know you can, my dear Sandy, but I have other plans for you in this raid.
I must agree with the large silicate lady, my queen. She is a strapping lass.
Did you ever wonder why I made Sandy out of sand instead of rock or animating a bronze statue?
Because my color matches your garments.
Oh, such a sweet subordinate you are. It is not Sandy's strength that will make her invaluable for this gambit, which means you will need more aid to take care of Her Highness.
Certainly. I can more than handle Hastro one-on-one.
You have not fought this unsophisticated piglet, runt. I have. You will need support.
Your nickname for me is beginning to rankle.
And knowing the Titan mind, Atla will wish to confront Garou by herself, leaving her cohorts to protect the Queen. And we will need to keep them occupied while you do your part.
Well, you put it that way.
Dust and bone and nail and hair. Bow to me as I declare that you must stir again and live, and as my army now, arise!
I think you meant live and not live.
Artistic license. Besides, it has worked, did it not?
I can't give you the Lucent. Hastra trusted me with it. It is a solemn responsibility to keep it from falling into the wrong hands.
Do you mean that these hands that have held you so tenderly are the wrong hands?
No, but...
It is not as if it would be back in your hands, beloved. And then we will be together, my strong arm added to your magics in defense of your friend's realm. One action, and we can add to the strength of the vision you share with your queen.
But that vision is built on the trust we have for each other. The four of us should hear your entreaty together.
But there is no time. Every moment here in this hell eats away at me. I will not last much longer.
I can summon Medeas. She can be here in a moment. Maybe the two of us, with both of our Lucents, can come up with a solution.
Do you not hear? What is left of my spirit is being eaten by the devils here. I lose more and more of myself. Soon I will not exist. I will be gone forever.
Together, my sister and I can enter your prison, fight off these demons, carry you back.
My love, please!
This is a village? But where are the villagers? No evidence of villagers. Calm, my steed. Calm. Man or beast, step forward! Steady. Steady.
Hey.
What is that?
It does not sound like happy conversation. And Goklo is one of my best warriors. Let me go ahead.
Do so.
You will protect the queen with your lives! I will return soon, sister. Hopefully with a new pelt we can make a rug out of.
Be safe.
And you. Hiya!
What are your orders, Your Highness?
We hold here and wait.
Why do you hesitate, my love? We are bound by Rubar T. We have always been. Surely you cannot abandon the gift our gods have given us in loyalty to one who is not like us.
But that outsider, all of my sisters, did so much to free us from the yoke of Stygia. You know, as strong as our bond is, so is the one to Hastra and my sisters.
I am in pain, my love. I speak out of desperation. With every second I become less and less. I will be gone before the sky lightens a shade more.
But I...
Goklo! Goklo! Hush, Leviathan. Although if this smelled more like a trap, we would already be bleeding. Goklo! Come out of hiding! And if you are not Goklo, come out to meet my blade. Show yourself!
I'm afraid that would be dishonest of me, eh?
Where are you?
Coming closer.
These tactics will not work. I am Titan! I do not yield to fear.
I've never tasted Titan blood before.
Stop skulking and face me!
Sure.
Again, that animal roar.
Something approaches, Your Highness. That noise.
It's coming from all around!
Prepare to fight! Fight for your lives!
I must have trust in you, my love. My Rubarti. Here.
Thank you, Demetra. Thank you so much.